The keffiyeh has been worn by Palestinian men for years. The checkered scarves are worn to protect against the dust and heat of the summer and the cold of winter. But it's also a symbol of Palestinian identity, made famous by the late leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat. But now the keffiyeh making business in the Palestinian territories is in trouble. Pia Chattopadhyay reports from the West Bank city of Hebron.
One of the Palestinian territory's proudest homegrown industries is hanging by a thread, and no one knows that better than 65-year-old Abdul Azizi Karati. He's the last remaining employee of the West Bank's last remaining keffiyeh factory. Karati has helped run the looms in this factory for the past 41 years. This factory now opens at 7 in the morning and only runs till midday, he says. In the past, the factory ran 24 hours a day, every day. There used to be 15 employees working the machines and another 15 doing other jobs. Now I'm the only employee left, he says. Every day is slow and it's demoralizing. Four looms snap the black and white or red and white threads back and forth to make keffiyehs. 11 other machines sit idle. Production is down to 1,500 scarves a month. The factory used to produce that many every 2 days. But the decline in the local keffiyeh business isn't due to a lack of popularity. Many Palestinian men here still wear the headdress, and so do many others the world over, those who sympathize with the Palestinian cause, and those who just wear the scarves as a fashion accessory, including celebrities like David Beckham and Sting. 76-year-old Yasser Hirbawi owns the West Bank's keffiyeh factory. He opens a door to a huge room filled floor to ceiling with keffiyehs waiting to be sold. Hirbawi says competition is edging his keffiyehs out of the market. More and more keffiyeh-making factories are cropping up, not in the Palestinian territories, but in China. And those cheaper, made-in-China keffiyehs are flooding into the West Bank. The keffiyeh should be made in Palestine, Hirbawi says. It's the symbol of our nationalism and should be made here. Hirbawi says his keffiyehs are better quality. They're folded and presented properly, as only Palestinians know how to do. But no matter, the Chinese scarves sell. In some cases, they cost half as much. Hirbawi points out that even some in Arafat's Fatah movement opt to wear the cheaper Chinese-made scarves rather than the ones produced locally. It's true, globalization has invaded the world, he says, and there are Chinese products everywhere. But in our case, globalization is targeting our national symbol, and this hurts. The political situation on the ground is also hurting Hirbawi's business. Hirbawi says since Israel sealed off the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, he can no longer sell his keffiyehs there. Still, the Chinese imports are Hirbawi's biggest headache. He says the solution is for the Palestinian government to impose import restrictions and higher taxes on foreign-made keffiyehs. I think the dilemma of my factory is mainly economic, not political, he says. The fact that my product, the keffiyeh, is not protected reflects badly. It's a matter of not protecting local industries. All over Hebron, the West Bank's largest city, there are calls for government action. This is a manufacturing town, and it's suffering. Taher Almatuseb is with the Hebron Chamber of Commerce. If the Palestinian Authority does not take immediate measures to control, contain, and constrain importing, then there will be a very deep and overwhelming catastrophe, he explains. But others are quick to point out that the Palestinian territories are simply a tiny authority, not a country. They say they can't compete with an economic giant like China. For The World, I'm Pia Chattopadhyay, Hebron, the West Bank.